Human Rights Watch says the Latakia massacre, which was conducted by foreign-backed insurgents operating in Syria, was a pre-planned and premeditated war crime. The rights organization says foreign-backed insurgents killed over 190 civilians in Syria's Latakia province in a single day in August. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry makes an unannounced visit to Afghanistan. He has held talks with President Hamid Karzai over a security deal to allow U.S. troops to remain in Afghanistan beyond 2014. U.S. officials say progress has been made on the long-delayed deal. A new survey conducted by Gallup shows that most Americans believe a third major party is needed in their country. 60% of respondents said the Democratic and Republican parties do not represent American people adequately. That is the highest figure that Gallup has measured in the past 10-year history of the question. The U.S. Air Force has fired Major General Michael Kerry, a two-star general supervising nuclear missiles. The move comes just a couple of days after the U.S. Navy demoted Vice Admiral Tim Jardina over illegal gambling activities. The U.S. military's nuclear command has come under fire in recent years over a number of scandals. The Red Cross plans to collect and distribute food aid in Britain this winter for the first time since World War II, as the financial crisis and austerity make life miserable for the poor. Charities say at least 5 million people live in poverty in Britain. At least 12 illegal migrants have died after their boat capsized off the coast near the Egyptian city of Alexandria. Security officials said 116 migrants were rescued and naval vessels are still searching for more survivors. Egypt has taken in more than 100,000 Syrians fleeing the unrest in their country. Another boat carrying migrants has sunk off the Italian island of Lampedusa just a week after 312 died in the same area. Local news reports say around 50 people lost their lives in the latest incident. Dozens have been rescued so far and rescue operations continue. Over 200 passengers were on board. Thousands of Houthi protesters have taken to the streets of the Yemeni city of Sa'ada. Demonstrators censured the government and called for it to step down. They also carried placards denouncing Israel, accusing it of meddling in its internal affairs.